If we now move to the Health and Wellbeing Board Manager's Update, workshop item 8, which is Brian. Over to you, Brian.
Thank you very much. The word workshop should have been taken out of that. So much for that workshop. That happened quite a while ago. It's a managed update. Okay, so since the last meeting, the Health and Wellbeing Board strategy, which is that, has been obviously previously agreed at the January meeting and has now been desktop published and whatever graphics departments have done. So it's now a complete document on iWise.com. And I was thinking actually I'll probably send you a copy of that and the link for your information. Just wanted to pick out some of the strategic priorities. So we set 10 priorities. And the idea of these was that we felt that they were quick wins, they were major pieces of work that would have an impact on the health and well-being of our population, as shown in the introduction. I'm just going to pick a few out where we show what work has been completed. And also the work still to do that probably requires some help from you as partners. So regarding Startwell Livable Age, well, which is the framework in which we use. Under Startwell, our priority one was looking at improving children's resilience and especially improving pupils' health and well-being with using the schools as a lead. As that's called Partnership in Education, Attainment and Children's Health, as PEACH. And so far, the framework has been agreed as to how to go forward with this. Around half of all primary schools are now actively engaged. And we've also taken on the services of a retired head coach teacher to act as peer support to other schools to make sure they become involved between September and December of this year. Okay. Regarding LiveWell, priority one was ensuring timely support to maintain secure and appropriate housing. I think there's still some more work to do on that, and we need to engage with sort of colleagues as to turning that priority into a clear set of actions. So we haven't completed that yet, but we will require some help on it. Priority four was around ACEs, so that's around adverse childhood experiences and the fact that can have on people's health. And so far, over 150 people have been involved in the ACEs awareness raising sessions. And this will continue. I think there's an issue about resources that we need to look to continue in the long-term future of this, but I know that there's been a considerable amount of work and awareness raising regarding this important issue, which I think is now sort of getting a lot of national media attention as well. So one other area in LiveWell is addressing complex needs or dual diagnosis, as also known. And that's where people will have both a mental health and a substance misuse issue. We've obviously identified this as a criteria for improvement, and I think this has been a long-running thing since I've been involved in the production team and more recently public health as an area of some concern. We're in not a unique position, but in most areas there will be a separate provider that provides mental health services and substance use. That's not the case with us. We have a single trust that provides both of those services. And really, what we just need to do is obviously it's been raised as an issue here. We need to sort of fully clarify, identify what are the issues, so as to gain greater integrated working between those two services. And I've spoken to certainly a substance misuse provider lead on that very recently. And really highlight this is a piece of work that I think we really need to concentrate on. Also, while Public Health provided and Commission Substance Misuse Services, obviously the CCG Commission Mental Health Services. So obviously bearing in mind various work that's gone out, various strategies, obviously Mental Health Blueprint, it's just really sort of how do we get all this to work together so that we have a really single integrated seamless service for people which have that comorbidity. So we'd be really looking for some help on that and identifying the solutions around that. And I know that Councillor Mosdell would be interested in this. Obviously, Ian Lloyd and the work he's now doing around integration, I think really to get this together as quite a major piece of work. Regarding regarding Agewell, we've done some work with People Matters, the voluntary agency, in connection with some of these priorities, especially support for carers, which is priority two within the Agewell. And so we're doing work. We also really need to engage with other voluntary sector agencies about this, so that there's more work to do there. One thing they did suggest was an easy read version of the health and wellbeing board strategy, and I thought that was perhaps an interesting point, and that they're willing to help us with that. So if people are in general agreement regarding that, we will take that piece of work forward. Whereas we've tried to create as little jargon in there as possible, but I think you do still slip into it at times. So it'll be a simplified version with perhaps extra explanatory notes and perhaps a glossary of terms as well. Okay, so those are the main points I think on the priorities. Just one other thing, at the back of this document, the last section is how will we know we've made a difference? And I think ultimately, I think that's, we've been talking about that probably from the beginning of this meeting. Something that's identified in areas is what they call the Happy City Indicator Set. And that's a set of measures using existing indicators such as public health outcome framework, a number of different indicators that come together with a fairly clear methodology so as to provide how well we are doing in our community. We've engaged the services of Happy City and a lady called Ruth Townsley to take this forward, and what we want to do is to offer some presentations on this. So what we want to do is she'll be coming down either in September or October, depending on people's diaries, and we'll be offering two half-day sessions to hopefully get everybody involved and really see how this will work and how this ties into our health and wellbeing strategy. Right, I've mentioned in terms of reference already, so now to go into that. So I think, I suppose, just I think in the future, I think what we need to be doing is just looking at, with our reports, whether it's our quarterly reports, or whether perhaps with a cover sheet for reports that we're putting forward, that really how do these actions and how do these reports affect the health and wellbeing of our community, and certainly how do they help address or contribute towards the priorities within our strategy.
Thank you, Brian. Clearly raised a couple of questions for me, but I think one action we can note is that you've said you're going to send all members a copy of the e-version on strategies. I think someone would do that, how great it needs to be. Donny, did you have a comment in relation?
No, it's not working, so it's going all the time, this microphone. I didn't want to make any comments.
The action I'm going to take away, we did say that we're going to invest in improved IT, and I know we've put the money aside, and there's a lot of noise over that, so the action I'll take away is to find out where we are with that, and I'll ask officers to update on that. Jeff?
You're probably not sure. I was quite excited when I saw you sit next to this lady from Happy City, because if you recall, at our seminar we had a year ago, Happy City was also discussed there. It is some work they did. It's very much the basis of what I and others are trying to do in terms of Pan Place project as well. But it's just, I would just point that out really, because we talked about that a year ago, and a year later it comes back to the table. And that is the sort of thing I'm talking about, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed. That was one of my second points here. I'm not asking for anybody to comment on it other than I would like to see a data set. The question I'm asking, which you don't have to make, when can we have a data set for the island that actually tells us where we're going? So I'll do that or I'll through you. It's very nice to have a presentation on how UCD does, so I'd like it to do it. So that'll be a bit more useful. So I'll make a note of that in the minutes and get that feedback for you, Jeff, Paul.
Yeah, so I wanted to raise something during today. Peach. Partnership in education, attainment and children's health. I'm quite concerned actually, this is rolling out in schools and I know absolutely nothing about it. There was a briefing in my diary for myself and Claire Mosdell about 3 weeks ago, and the night before the briefing was going to take place, the meeting got cancelled. And Claire and I were both quite concerned it was cancelled. I understand it was cancelled by Dr. Bacon, and I'm sure there's a really good reason why it was cancelled, but both Claire and I would welcome a private briefing before this is rolled out in my schools in September. I'd have some, because at the moment I'm blindsided, is that the right expression? I think you should, I should know about it before it goes out in schools.
So, through Brian, then, can you make that happen?
Yeah.
Okay, let's chase public health down just here. Do you want to talk on that, John?
Yeah.
Press the button, it goes red.
It's gone red, okay. I apologise on behalf of Dr. Sally Baker, that would have been a very good reason. I'll ensure that that briefing happens before September for you.
Thank you very much. I'm sure she's got a very good reason. Don't talk anything else. She's got a very good reason for cancelling it. But I just want to make sure I was fully agreed before September.
Okay, so Carol, do you want to say something?
Yeah, it's just to say I regard the report that Brian's just given to be probably one of the most important reports that this board should be looking at, because it's looking at update against our strategy. So I do think that we need to ensure that we perhaps get a written report, if that's possible, please, Brian. I hope that doesn't sound too critical, it's not meant to be. But we did also agree that there would be a common set, it's Councillor Brodie's point, of common PIs, because what we have to be really clear about in this board is that we're not replicating and duplicating. We spent quite a lot of time thinking about what was the unique space that this board has to occupy. And therefore, it really is the strategy. So I know that what I tried to do in my update report here was to be trying to make that link back through to the strategy. So I'm really happy to help support Brian, okay, rather than just, but I do think that actually, you know, almost the first report on every agenda item of this board should be, where are we with the strategy, what actions have happened, so that we can have that level of assurance that we're making progress. Because it is important that we don't duplicate what Children's Scrutiny does, what the local care board is doing, what adult social care is doing, or indeed what the cabinet's doing. It's about identifying the unique space that we occupy. And that is around, frankly, and we agreed it, the reduction of health inequalities and the improvement of well-being.
Yeah, so I think the reason we're probably doing this today is because we decided the report from the health situation problem that arose at that time when we set the agenda in people's minds, so I'm having a problem prioritising that. But I'll take that point away. I think we could in the future, so let's get an update from our report manager on that, and I agree with you, a written report so they can just give people time to just absorb it and challenge it if we're not happy. And I think the idea of clearly identifying and following the PIs, which is the action we can follow. So there's two more actions out of that. Thank you very much for that, Carol. The other thing I was going to mention, and I lost it by 7 minutes now, I am actually keen to be concise and brief with the meeting, so it would be purposeful. So we were running at about an hour, and I thought that was reasonable. And we're coming to the next item, and I just want to explain what this is about. While the people that are on part